This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you. Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Chilling out from, I don't know, sunny or foggy or misty Southern California. Solana Beach happening this week, and courtesy of one of our super patron supporters, Super Don, you know, our friend Allison and family. They're amazing. And we got my wife and my daughter with me, and my son's holding the fort back at home, and all is good. All is right with the world. And,
all right.
I don't know. I'm just like, I see the stories I want to cover. And those of you who check it out on the show notes at robertscottbell.com, or if you get the newsletter from Super Don, you might see it. And I'm like, well, there's some outrageous stories that I could get really fired up about. Maybe an I told you so or two. But I might just be so chill because I'm feeling that California vibe.
People are going to be like, wait a minute, he doesn't care.
I do care. But it's like you're not as emotional as usual. But I'm just
chilling. What's wrong with Robert Scott?
I'm at the beach. That's what it feels like. Just the vibe.
Dude, I envy you so much.
Yeah. So, ooh, there you go. This is actually a good story, but it's a shocking story. And this is, of course, CNN. Super Don loves CNN.
I love CNN. CNN is so... I want to just give him a big
Every
hug.
Time you do a CNN story on the Robert Scott Bell Show, there's like hate mail sent to us. I don't
Does
know
an
why
angel you. Lose its wings or something every time?
Oh, wait, a reporter gets banned by Musk on Twitter. That's
yeah.
Did you notice that, by the way? The reporters were supposedly banned because they doxed him, or they basically showed out where his family was in real time.
Right.
And he's like, don't do that. And you know, they were just, the entire liberal media around the world was just up in arms and outraged. How dare you censor a reporter or reporters? And I'm thinking, where were you guys when they were censoring us and many of our friends who were reporting on things that were inconvenient to the COVID narrative?
Right.
And the irony, of course, is Musk may be more of a bigger fan of democracy than they are, because he allowed a vote. And the vote won to put those reporters back on Twitter.
Right.
So they're back on now.
Yeah.
But the hypocrisy.
I've seen headlines, but I have not looked into it. I mean, I saw a lot of people were complaining that he was banishing or suspending other reporters that at least on their side of the story is that. These are people that he is having issues with, and he's just censoring them, and they're trying to point out how he's being a hypocrite because he was, you know, for free speech, and then now he's banning people from...
Right, but the irony is the hypocrites are the leftist media who said nothing over the entire time before Musk bought Twitter about all of us who...
Well, yeah, now all of a sudden they're wanting accountability and transparency at Twitter now that Elon Musk is in charge. Because now they're on the receiving end of some of this stuff that was going on.
Is there anything that you like less than hypocrisy, rank hypocrisy?
Neil Diamond.
Oh, come on.
Oh, really? No, did
I
say that? I
never picked on Barry Manilow, and you're going to go right after Neil Diamond. And he's got Parkinson's.
Oh, poor Neil Diamond. I'm sorry. I take it
back. He's got Parkinson's. You can't pick on people with Parkinson's. We've got a story about Parkinson's, by the way.
Oh, is that like you wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, right? Is that you wouldn't pick on a guy with Parkinson's?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
I box, but I usually take my glasses off.
What would happen if Fauci got Parkinson's?
That
would you be nice to him then?
No, we wouldn't.
No, okay.
He hasn't earned it. Neil Diamond earns a little bit of niceness points anyway.
My goodness. All right. Anyway, you can tell. Yes, I can tell you're chill.
Yeah, I am. I'm chill.
I think this is going to be like a show just kind of us just kind of just goofing off. But
well, there's some serious stories. There are. I mean, look, the first story here from CNN is just shocking. Its headline reads, "More than a third of parents oppose vaccine requirements in schools." This is what, Kaiser Family Foundation at KFF?
It is.
It's not Kentucky Fried Frickin'.
No.
So it says more than a third of U.S. parents say that vaccinating children against measles, mumps, and rubella should be an individual choice and not a requirement. Yeah.
No way.
Isn't that crazy? And it's...
A third? Dude, that's a huge number.
That's a jump from like 3%.
Which is what it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah. So here again lies the COVID rub. They pushed so hard on COVID jabs that are not even vaccines that it's woken millions of people up that were either agnostic or very passionate about, you know, everybody should be vaccinated. And now you got a third of U.S. parents saying that it should be optional, an individual choice and not a requirement.
And who are they going to blame, right? They're going to blame Wakefield. Wakefield and Jenny McCarthy. Yeah, you know.
I don't know how they'll go back to that. I mean, it's not unprecedented because they usually do. But at this point, you know, what have you heard from Wakefield or Jenny McCarthy in a while?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Which I'm sure they're happy about. It only took, you know, decades for that crap.
But,
and,
but what about right? McCullough and Malone?
Oh, yeah. No. It's the new kids on the block, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be Joe Rogan. It's going to be Peter McCullough. It's going to be, who else? Who else would it be? Sherry Tenpenny, you know, RFK Jr. They, you know, the disinformation dozen. They're going to blame the anti-vaxxers. But, you know, if you look at this, actually, Robert, it shows you the difference from 2019. They say the Pew Research Center found 23% of parents opposed. And now, according to this Kaiser, survey, it's 35. So in what, 2019, so that's what, 3 years?
Yeah.
It's gone from 23% to 35%. And I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. The reasoning for that, they screwed the pooch.
Yeah.
Okay? Because didn't care. They really didn't care. But they exposed themselves. They tried to force people, mandate people, and it created a national, international, really, conversation about vaccines and highlighted, and people were exposed to the corruption. They saw it for what it was. And so what they've done is they've now created more skepticism about vaccines. It's all their fault, but they're not going to blame themselves.
No.
They didn't
super
do anything
done.
Wrong.
This is also part of this article. It says, as of Thursday, 77 children had a confirmed case of measles. More than a third of them were hospitalized, according to data from the Columbia Public Health. And the vast majority of the children were completely unvaccinated against measles, and four had received half of the recommended two-dose series. Now
we're back to the measles now.
Of course, but look, this is the problem that we're going to see. We're going to see more of this, and somebody will be shocked and go, Robert, but you're not for these vaccines. And I'm saying, no, I'm not for them at all. But I'm telling you what they're now acknowledging, that the use of the MMR shot, which includes the measles antigens, has wiped out natural immunity from mother to child over many generations now. So that those who are not getting the so-called vaccine, the vaccine, are not getting jabbed, are having to be exposed to whatever form of it, whether it be vaccine-induced or not, and they don't have the same, what will we say, robust immune response, because we block the normal transmission, if you will, of antibodies in the early years, maternal antibodies for children that are too young that could be in danger should this happen. Now, this is not me saying, oh my gosh, we just need to keep vaccinating, but this will be the argument of those of the vaccine religion to say, oh, we've got to double down and triple down because now we acknowledge what Robert is saying, that we've eliminated natural immunity. So now we have to rely 100% on artificially induced vaccine immunity or else everybody's going to die. So that's going to be their next, I predict this will be their next clarion call, that they admit what they've done But now that we've done it, we can't undo it. So everybody's got to get these shots or else the world is going to die. The world is going to end. That's their mission statement. That's going to be their MO or their clarion call for parents. Now, I'm here to tell you it's not necessary to panic, even though, yes, there's some serious considerations here that I acknowledge. It is time to double down on natural immunity, natural things to strengthen the immune response and to address it homeopathically with homeoprophylaxis and or response to the manifestation of the measles, which we have, again, the nosode for measles. We have remedies for all the eruptive diseases, chickenpox and measles, and both can involve rust tox and apis, mellifica, many things that could keep these kids out of the hospital because they won't be endangered by it. And navigate this as if this were a natural, not crisis, but a natural rite of passage, once again, that will strengthen the immunity long term and strengthen and mature other functions of the body, including liver detoxification processes that seemingly rely upon this rite of passage in childhood. So I'm not here to say the concern isn't real. The concern is real because very few people have actually had natural measles in a long time. But the response to it is wrong that now, since we're already this far gone, we just got to keep taking measles booster shots or MMR shots into adulthood and everywhere. No, we need to look at other remedies that exist in the natural world that have predated all of modern medicine's vaccine, you know, what we call their vaccine dream, I guess you could say. And I don't know if this is a different song for me to say, yes, there is a concern, but the concern doesn't lead to more shots. The concern leads out of it back to natural immunity, which is going to strengthen all of humanity by allowing this to happen. It's not me wanting, oh, I want kids to die. In fact, if they're under proper homeopathic care and holistic care, they're not going to die. But the medical system is more, it's more likely that these kids are going to be harmed or end up dead because of the things they do to suppress the expression of what's called a disease, rather than facilitate the strengthening of the body through that process. So folks, if you don't, if you haven't found a homeopath, if you haven't become a homeopath, I think it's time. And there are courses available to you. In fact, I have my Clinical Homeopathy 101 Plus lecture on demand through Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. And you can also now take a ongoing clinical homeopathic training through Trinity School of Natural Health. There's an 8-week course available to you, thanks to DesBio as well. So check that out, trinityschool.org, and a whole lot more at robertscottbell.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about lead toxicity. Could it be killing more or could it be killing less than the COVID jab? After this.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the syndicated radio through GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including banners galore. And those banners are all connected to great deals for products or services valuable to us here that we actually use. I use them, and I want you to use them as well. And we've just plugged into Indigo Specs. For those of you who watch me on the air, pre-record in the case of our Sunday broadcast sometimes, or live during our Monday through Friday 2 hours a day show, I have various different blue blocking glasses now and prescription and everything. And they're through a company in North Carolina called Indigo Specs, and they have a discount RSB10, but they're an American company. They love America. They support the Red Pill Expo and G. Edward Griffin. They love the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'd love for you to buy stuff that's not made in China for once. So check out IndigoSpecs.com, and you can see clearly, even when you're watching your computer screen. Awesome stuff there. We're going to get Super Don a pair soon, too. Now, what can result in poor vision? All kinds of toxicity. In this next article, it talks about lead toxicity leading to 1 in 5 deaths. Is that true? Is that possible? Could it be? This is a Children's Health Defense, The Defender article. And it's written by Mercola there. It says, lead is one of three toxins shown to have the greatest negative impact on the human lifespan and is linked to cardiovascular problems, reproductive problems, miscarriage, low birth weight, headaches, seizures, and hearing and vision impairments, nerve disorders, muscle and joint pain, brain damage, and reduced IQ. Now, you know, it's interesting when you say 1 in 5 deaths, that's 20% of all deaths linked to lead toxicity. So lead in combination with other things like mercury is even more deadly. Lead in combination with any number of things is more dangerous. But here we got a thematic element emerging that toxins are the primary cause of dysfunction, disease, degeneration, and death. And this is 20% of them. Lead. Now, one of the things that's mentioned here is cardiovascular problems. And I don't know how many of you know the history of a phenomenal technique that was developed accidentally for heart disease, clearing arteries without opening, without open heart, without ripping a vein out, turning it inside out, and attaching it in a bypass manner to the heart. This is in the early part of the 20th century, mid-20th century. They found that synthetic amino acid, EDTA, when brought into the body intravenously, it would be a lifesaver for those with acute lead toxicity, acute lead exposure that might even die. And when they administered this synthetic amino acid, EDTA, into the directly in the veins intravenously, not only did they undo the lead, got the lead out. You hear that? Get the lead out. But they reversed coronary artery disease. They started clearing evidence of clearing the plaque that had built up in the arteries. And all the doctors were doing legitimate treatment for lead toxicity moments before. The next moment when they figured out it was also clearing the arteries and they started selling this as a treatment for coronary artery disease, various, you know, clogging the arteries manifestations, then suddenly that practice, legitimate medical practice, was re-coined or recategorized as quackery. Quackery. Like akin to what they believe homeopathy is. How and why? Because there was an emerging field in the medical field of cardiovascular surgery called open heart surgery and heart bypass surgery that was only made necessary if they could eliminate any potential for a treatment that was non-invasive relative to a surgical procedure that would basically curtail the need for a surgical intervention that could cost upwards of $250,000 to $500,000 today in some cases. Not kidding how expensive this can be. And you couldn't bill for it if you didn't need it because you were able to clear the arteries through synthetic amino acid treatment therapy, EDTA, intravenously. So Superdon, did you know that they called doctors quacks who did IV chelation if it wasn't to get the lead out?
I have heard of that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. They don't care who they call a quack. They could be medical doctors, but if they do a treatment that competes with a monopoly treatment that could be very profitable for the industry, the allopathic medical industry or the pharmaceutical industry, you know, this synthetic amino acid EDTA is pennies on the dollar compared to a open heart surgery scenario.
Right.
So here you go, the history of lead toxicity and the answer to it. Now, we would increase selenium. There are a lot of things we can do to get the lead out, per se.
What about a zeolite?
What's that?
What about a zeolite?
Absolutely, a zeolite. We have a link to a wonderful colloidal-type zeolite in, every day at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more healing to go off a neurological basis. Parkinson's, anyone? Yes, after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update.
I told you, my plan is to run again.
And that formal announcement from President Biden could come as early as Tuesday. Tuesday is the four-year anniversary of the day Biden announced his candidacy for president in 2020. Even so, the choice of a majority of Americans when asked if they want President Biden and former President Trump to run in 2024 is no. An NBC News poll finds 70% of those surveyed, including just over half of all Democrats, believe Biden shouldn't run for a second term. As for Trump, 60% of those polled, including a third of Republicans, think the former president should not run in 2024. Senator Amy Klobuchar is urging President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to negotiate on the budget. She says the U.S. cannot default on its debts, and the two men should not be using the American people as hostage. But the Democrat from Minnesota said she doesn't agree with McCarthy's plan. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Where or where is the Robert Scott Bell Show going to be next? Well, we're going to be in Florida, January 5th through the 8th, Orlando to be specific, the Hyatt to even be more specific. I think that's the one on International Drive, thanks to Terry and Stu Warner, the Warners. Those doctors are hosting another wonderful event, including the Nurse Freedom Network, a lot of health and freedom discussions, and a lot of chiropractic focus as well. But everybody's welcome, and we have that linked up in the show notes, as well as the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. The Uncensored Truth, and you'll see amazing things happening at that one. Then in February, just following the – and by the way, Super D, did you put up the virtual expo, the Health Freedom Virtual Expo? Because we need that in there for February as well. No?
I don't think so. Not yet, no. Okay.
All right, but I have that up there if you can. But also in February, we have the Next Steps Conference outside of Atlanta in Buford, Georgia at Lake Lanier Islands. And that's next-steps.info. And I will be there with many of my friends and hopefully you too over my birthday weekend. But the prior weekend is 18th through 19th, and we are going to be doing the virtual Health Freedom Expo, and that's available to everybody around the world through the Hoopa app, and it's like $30 for the weekend, and you get 3 months of time to watch all of it. Best deal ever. So check that out as upcoming events. We'll have more events coming up in March and April. Be Healthy Utah is going to host us at an event in April as well in Sandy, Utah. So you never know where we're going to end up, but you would know if you got the newsletter from Superdon by texting RSB, my initials, to the number 22828. So whip out your cell phone if you got one and you're not driving at the moment. Dial 22828 in your text field to tell it, well, that's where you want to send it, and send my initials, Robert Chappell, RSB, and then you'll be prompted to enter your email, and you'll be plugged in, and you'll get, you won't miss anything, and you'll get the greatest deals ever, including those of you who know, have loved ones or friends or family that are trying to quit smoking or vaping or any type of craving. We have this amazing new remedy available to you, and it's made from Mucuna purines. And this is the velvet bean in Ayurvedic medicine that has L-DOPA naturally occurring. So it gives a dopamine boost, if you will. And that's a big part of the craving for nicotine and cigarettes and other things. That, oh, I got to get that hit. And you get that. You don't even want to. And you get it. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm better. Now we have Crave Kicker. Crave Kicker with a K. K-R-A-V-E. Kicker.com. With a special discount between now and January, the 4th or 5th, Super Don. I'm not sure which. But it's Fifth. RSB 10. No, it's RSB 15. 15%.
RSB 15 gets you 15% off. That goes through January 5th. And if you'd like to hear more about it, mm-hmm. I did an interview with Sean David Cohen over the weekend, and nice. It is now published up on the podcast, so you can learn more. We kind of went more into depth about Crave Kicker, Mucuna purines, addiction, et cetera, so you can catch that.
It's a beautiful thing. We've got so many awesome remedies for you, and this is like a great stocking stuffer. And even if you're not addicted to something, if you need a dopamine boost safely, do it. This is going to be great, and I can't wait to try it myself. I think it finally arrived, but we're not there to get it. Super Don, have you tried it yet?
I have, yes, and okay. It's a process that's going on here.
Yeah. All right, carry on, my friend. I've got some more stuff to talk about here. Moving on from there to the Silverite pillows. If you go to Silverite Global, we have, again, there's a wonderful banner link at robertscottbell.com, and this is the pillow I sleep on, and I want you to sleep on it as well. Not mine. I'm going to sleep on mine. You sleep on yours. But you get one, and you can get it for $50 off, basically. It's normally $149. Now you get it for $99 with the code RSB22, and that's a great deal. And if you get one before Christmas, you'll be entered into a giveaway after Christmas, maybe right at New Year's, where Lisa Hill's going to give away a pillow, an entire pillow, $149 value for free to one of you that has bought during this time frame between now and Christmas. So do take advantage of that. Also, use the code RSB20 if you want any of the other products she has, like the travel pillow, the pillow beds for pets and everything. It is so awesome, so amazing. And, you know, you don't even know what you're sleeping on. If you're on a foam pillow or a feather pillow, even an organic cotton pillow, which is good, but the stuff can grow in and on those things, not on the Silverite pillow. So check that out. Take advantage of that also. And also, my friends at Nutritional Frontiers, nutritionalfrontiers.com, also cbdnf.com, RSB15 discount code, and that is good for even sale items. And they've got a lot of sales going upwards of 20% off for the 12 days of Christmas. Bunch of pairs of things that you'd want to get. Use the code RSB15 and save big bucks for that. A lot more than I can tell you, but I just want to dive in now to our story, this segment about Parkinson's. Super Don's making fun of Neil Diamond. I don't know why he does that. Tries to get me, but I'm not going to fall for it. But unfortunately, Neil Diamond and many other people have been diagnosed with Parkinson's, a loss of control, the nervous system and different things, the shaking of the hands. I mean, eventually people can't even feed themselves, can't bathe themselves. It's just a horrible thing to witness happening. Now, this headline is shocking because it's over at Medical Express. It says this: Parkinson's disease is more common than thought. Okay? Maybe not controversial, but the second statement in the headline is, toxins may contribute to rising rates. Toxins. It used to be when I brought up toxins, the skeptics would go, oh, that's so ridiculous. He's so unscientific. He's got Dunning-Kruger, whatever they'd say. Toxins. Heavy metals, all of these things, persistent organic pollutants, all of these things that are causing neurological degradation, they're finally acknowledging it. It's one of those, I told you so, or could it have been, hell, moment of duh, Superdome thinks that probably not that. But even as the incident rates rise, they're really related in areas particularly of heavy industry manufacturing, like the Rust Belt states, Northeast and Midwest. Talk about heavy metals. A disease like this, they say, could bankrupt our health system. This is one of the researchers that was quoted here. Something that we should all be paying attention to. Of course, whether it bankrupts you or not, it's still a disaster. Why would we tolerate this? Why wouldn't we look at potential causes instead of saying it's bad luck or it's in your genes and here's some drugs? And they'll often use, I don't know, DOPA as well. But you can, you know, I think I'm not saying the Crave Kicker is a cure for this, but I wouldn't be without it. I think it's a great adjunct. But we got to reduce the toxicity. Reduce the toxicity significantly. Now, in 2018 study from the Parkinson's Prevalence Project estimated that 930,000 people in the U.S. would be living with Parkinson's by 2020, 1.2 million by 2030. And they say more old people. Of course, you know, the longer you're exposed to the toxins and the less you can defend yourself as the minerals are depleted, like selenium, to protect you from often those heavy metals that are contributing to this. But why are the rates increasing? They like to say because you're getting older, but old people in the past didn't get Parkinson's. This is not an ancient disease. But yeah, the longer you're toxic, the more it's going to impact your entire body, including the nervous system and the brain. But they said there's an odd connection between smoking and Parkinson's, where heavy smokers appeared less likely to develop disease. And I wonder if this goes to the nicotinic receptors as it relates to some of the things that Dr. Brian Artis has brought up regarding snake venom peptides as well. The nicotinic receptors being protected if you're flooding them with nicotine. Not that I'm advocating smoking per se, but there are ways, in fact, homeopathic nicotine is something I would consider as well. But they got Ohio and Pennsylvania, they say, driven by a variety of factors rising there. What are those factors in Ohio and Pennsylvania? What's the similarities? Again, environmental toxins from heavy metals, heavy industry. And they're actually asking the right questions now. So let's see, what else have they implicated? Pesticide, the pesticide paraquat. How often have I said pesticides are a problem? Why did I go organic to reduce pesticide exposure? Lawsuits are ongoing against the manufacturer of paraquat because individuals with Parkinson's were exposed to it with no previous genetic, you know, reference or link points, except that they were exposed to paraquat before developing Parkinson's. I'm not saying paraquat's the only thing, but also other forms of air pollution. They have this thing called trichloroethylene, TCE exposure, they're seeing linked. And they're actually finally asking the right questions about toxicology. This is an amazing thing that's changing. And I'm thrilled to hear it. It's just, I'm sorry for all of those who are, it's too late to help them. But this is why, if you are paying attention to the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're years ahead, sometimes decades ahead of the medical field and what they're willing to acknowledge. Now, we're about to enter my 24th year of broadcasting next year. And very rarely do we have to go, oops, sorry, I was wrong. I don't know that we've done that many times. Maybe Superdon knows if I've done it even once. But if I'm wrong, I'm happy to say it. This is not about my ego. But if I'm right, I'm right. And I'm not the only one. But those are the people that are not often lauded or appreciated much by the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media. So this leads us to our question of the day. Let me see if I can bring this out in front of me. Where are you hiding, question of the day? It's in the show notes. Let's see. Hiding, scrolling. There it is. This is from Mia. Hi, guys. I always appreciate all of your wonderful wisdom. I have a mother, late 60s, who was recently found to have polycythemia, hypercoagulability, thick blood. She bruises easily. She has chronic pain and has had Lyme disease years ago. Her doctor suggested a hip replacement for the hip issue. The only medications that she currently is prescribed is for heartburn and allergy issues. Where should we start to remedy these problems? I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Love you so much, Mia. Thank you, Mia. We love you too. By the way, the heartburn drugs, classic precursor to osteopenia, osteoporosis, and brittle bones and bone weakness. because you block absorption of key elements needed, minerals needed for the integrity of the bones, the tissues, the muscles, the cartilage, all of the connective tissue. And so what needs to be considered here, I believe, is to replenish the silica that is missing, the copper, the sovereign copper as well, and the selenium. Those are all key things. But the blood, that's CardioMiracle. CardioMiracle is so critically necessary for the restoration of the integrity of the endothelial tissue with sustained nitric oxide production. And, of course, for the coagulability, hypercoagulability, thick blood, that becomes not only a hydration issue, so I'd recommend Echo water with hydrogen in it, but the various snake venoms I would have you look into homeopathically, like Vipera, Lachesis, Nausea, there are Crotalus. There are wonderful homeopathic snake venom remedies that, along with copper and selenium, can be a wonderful addition to the CardioMiracle. Homeopathic snake venoms, look into it. We'll have to do more about that at another time. Got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up hour one after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Belcher.
All right, y'all, if you didn't know, yesterday was Super Don's birthday. Happy birthday, Super Don!
Where's the children? There they are.
I've got an applause here, too.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man! That was good. They were really excited for you. Anyway, Grandpa Super Don, not over the hill yet, but he's got a cute ponytail. I'll say that.
Yeah, you think so? You like that?
Very cute. Yeah. I don't know if
it's getting really long.
Tugging on it yet, though. Climbing.
Once in a while.
Grandpa
once
Super Don Rapunzel.
And Riley tries to braid it every once in a while.
That's cute. Well, it is Christmas time, and again, we hope that you get your wonderful Christmas gifts, be part of all the great things that you can get here through the Robert Scott Bell Show. I got some Christmas jingling going on there. I hear it. You sent an article, and I completely blew it. I misread it. I thought it said singing Christmas cards. And
what is a sing? Well, you know, there is such a thing as a singing Christmas card.
No, you open them up.
You ever seen those where
you open them up? They have like a digital chip that starts playing a Christmas song.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was about singing Christmas cards, but no, it's about singing Christmas carols.
Yes.
And together is a wonderful tradition, but it's apparently also good for you, Super Don. So what makes it good for you?
Well, when you sing Christmas carols, sometimes they give you hot cocoa and cookies.
Ah. Well, they went to a really extreme example as I'm reading this.
You think it's extreme?
50 years ago, an Eastern Airlines Flight 401 crashed in the Everglades, miraculously 77...
Dude, this is a cool story.
And so they're out there in the alligator infested swamp, and mm-hmm. they sang Christmas carols to lift their
Christmas spirit. Carols.
Yeah. How do they? I mean,
I dig that story. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I mean, what a brutal experience. And you sing Christmas songs together, and you get a little lift, and you make.
What Christmas carol do you think they sang while they were sitting there in the alligator infested swamp?
Is there one that's more appropriate than others?
I don't know. I was trying very quickly to try to come up with some funny
stuff. No, I don't know. I couldn't figure that one.
You know, but I get it. I totally understand it because have you ever found yourself, I have actually, in a situation where you're really feeling down, you're really feeling, say, scared. Mm-hmm. And I can remember when I was a kid and I was going to church and stuff like that, that there were like, church hymns and stuff like that, that I found that if I sang that, and I actually did this on a couple of occasions, mm-hmm. it actually made me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
You make fun of Neil Diamond, but I sang Neil Diamond songs and I felt better.
Well, you know, whatever works for you, yeah. right? You know, music is a powerful thing. It is. And singing Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that, gone out with a group and sang Christmas carols before?
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of...
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. That's right. See, I did it again.
What is... You just so crispy.
I did it again. Right? I'm so anti-Semitic.
Oh,
it's just not cool.
Don, I tried.
I did it again. Of course you haven't sang Christmas carols. I just pulled a Biden, right?
Yeah, that's so funny.
Like when he was calling for the dead person. Why is she not here?
Puberty. I'm sorry. Absolutely love Christmas.
Music, okay.
So, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I have fun with that every year.
Have you ever, with a group, sang Jewish carols or Hanukkah carols or whatever? What are they called?
Have I sung to a woman named Carol who is Jewish? I don't know.
No?
Carol Burnett Jewish? I don't know.
Do Jewish people not sing, like, holiday song, Hanukkah
sure,
songs together?
Yes.
Is that not a thing?
Part of the weekend, but anyway. You're funny.
All right.
You feel really
I've dug myself
yourself, birthday boy.
I have dug myself in a deep enough hole. I just need to let this one go.
You make fun of Super Don all the time because he makes fun of me.
But how about this? Research shows that group singing can improve individual and social well-being for people with Parkinson's.
Oh, even that.
And their caregivers, mm-hmm. mothers with postnatal depression, and people living with cancer.
Nice. These are reasons to sing together.
The power of music. It is a real thing.
Yeah. My.
And you know what? It's a double-edged sword, though.
Why is that?
Depending on the music, sometimes music can make you feel like crap. Like, you know, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, geez, man. Well, I got to find, like, a really good disco song for you that you love and make you play it, earworm you. But, all right, I won't because it was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, my brother. We're going to take a break.
Right,
be
you.
Back with more powerful healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show radio show version on GCN.
Todd Frisch coming up, hour
Todd
two.
Frisch, oh, yeah, you want this. Why the face? WTF, why the face? He'll explain after the break, and it's good. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.